It is 4:15, rather. Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, on this day in 1983,
yes,
the final episode of MASH aired.
Oh, okay.
And it was watched by 77% of the television viewing audience.
That's a lot.
That's like almost everybody.
That's almost everybody. That's right.
It was the largest percentage ever to watch a single TV show up to that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, the episode was called Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen. And it closed out the series' 11th season, and it was a 2.5-hour episode that first aired on CBS, ending the series' original run. The episode was written by 8 collaborators, including series star Alan Alda, who also directed it.
Okay.
Yeah. Multitasking.
Yeah.
The episode's plot chronicles the final days of the Korean War at the 4077th MASH. It features several storylines intended to show the war's effects on the individual personnel of the unit and to bring closure to the series. After the ceasefire goes into effect, the members of the 4077 throw a party before taking down the camp for the last time. After tear-filled goodbyes, the main characters go their separate ways, leading to the final scene of the series.
Mm.
Now, here in the U.S., the episode drew almost 106 million viewers, which was more than both Super Bowl XVII and the Roots miniseries.
Wow.
From 1983 until 2010, the episode remained the most watched television broadcast in American history, passed only in total viewership in February of 2010 by the Super Bowl that year.
Wow.
It still stands as the most watched finale of any television series, as well as the most watched episode.
Mm.
Yeah. So special TV sets were placed in PX parking lots, auditoriums, and day rooms of the U.S. Army in Korea so that military personnel could watch that episode.
Oh, really?
In spite of 14 hours time zone difference with the East Coast of the U.S.
So 14 hours. Okay.
Yeah. So the series premiered in the U.S. on September 17th, 1972. It had struggled in its first season and was at risk of being canceled.
No.
In season two, MASH was placed in a better time slot by CBS, airing after the popular All in the Family. The show then became one of the top 10 programs of the year and stayed in the top 20 programs for the rest of its run. Many of the stories in the early seasons are based on tales told by real MASH surgeons who were interviewed by the production team.
Interesting.
So Alan Alda, like I said, was a multitasker. He co-wrote 13 and directed 31 episodes of the series.
Wow.
He was the first person to ever win an Emmy for acting, directing, and writing on the same program.
Oh.
Yeah.
But others have done it since?
They must have.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because it said he was the first, so not the only.
Right.
Yes. So many future stars made guest appearances on the show, including Ron Howard, Patrick Swayze, John Ritter, Lawrence Fishburne, George Wendt, and many more.
George Wendt?
Yeah.
Wait, Norm from Cheers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, if you say so.
The writers found creating so many names in the series difficult, and so they would use names from elsewhere. For example, characters in the seventh season were named after the 1978 Los Angeles Dodgers.
Were they really?
You got to find inspiration somewhere, right?
Give me the roster of the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Go.
So in 2002, MASH was ranked number 25 on TV Guide's 50 Greatest TV Shows of All Time. In February of 2008, it was named the number one smartest TV show of all time by the chairman of Mensa International.
Well, Mensa?
Yes.
All right.
Mensa said it was the number one smartest TV show.
Have they seen Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
And in 2013, the Writers Guild of America ranked it as the 5th best written TV series ever, and TV Guide ranked it as the 8th greatest show of all time.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
MASH.
And it's on Hulu, if you want to watch
it. Oh, it's on Hulu, the whole thing?
Yeah.
How many seasons?
11.
The 11 seasons on Hulu. Okay. Folks, what song? You picked out a record to go along with the MASH, did you?
Yes, we're going to play the theme song
of
MASH.
Perfect. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's a theme song from MASH. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because on this day in 1983, the final episode of MASH aired, and it was one of the most watched finales ever.
Sure was. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. 77% of the TV viewing audience watched the series finale of MASH.
Alan Alda was the first person to win an Emmy for acting, writing, and directing on the same program.
And Mensa named MASH the number one smartest TV show of all time.
Of all time.
Have they seen Jeopardy? That's a pretty smart show.
Jeopardy,
that's a pretty smart show.
Game show. They must put that in another category.
They must, right?
The game show versus the situation comedy.
Right.
So what gets me, right? So they had such a big turnout for the closing episode.
Yeah.
But ratings throughout, you said it was top 25, I think.
Yeah,
you
top
said.
20. Yep.
Top 20. So those people were not all watching, but they tuned in for the finale.
Right. And it was 2.5 hours long. Would I mean, it wasn't just like.
Is there a TV show that you haven't watched all the way along that you would be like, I've got to watch the finale?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah.
Yeah. That's interesting. It's fascinating that happened. And that was, what year was it again?
1983.
All right. Folks want to learn more about MASH. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Right, if you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And if you're looking for something to stream, like Sarah said, it's on Hulu.
Yes.
And if you're going to a dinner party, you know, with some, you know, smart people, you can say, when they say, what are you watching? First of all, they wouldn't say, they'd say, what are you reading? And you could say, well, you know what? I'm not reading anything. I'm watching MASH, which is the smartest TV show ever made.
Yeah.
According to Mensa.
Right.
Just mention that and you're off the hook.
That's right.
All right. Wonderful. Sarah, thanks. Come back tomorrow, 4:10, please. Fresh episode.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Traffic and weather on the way next here on Legends 102.7. Winter clearance sale continues at Dunn's Furniture. If it's in stock, you can have it in your home within just about 24 hours.